Hey, white man, I hate seeing white women with African coons. We see them and their half-breed, kinky-headed offspring everywhere. They ought to be arrested for eye pollution and deported to Africa for treason. Let's make it happen. Join me at WHTY.org and phone 417-463-7703.
Oh, my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark's at it!
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Yeah, hey, Whitey. Hey, gringo. Timothy James Henson. Love Glenn Miller, even though he's just a horrible human being. I need to dig up his phone number. We've talked to him a couple times on the show. And, you know, for some reason, I hit it off with him. So I'll have to dig up his phone number, give him a call, see how he's doing. See how he feels about the election, the upcoming election, who he wants to vote for. Who's he gonna pick, a Mormon or a black? Obama, yo mama. All right. Yes, got a great show for you. I would normally say we're ending the week with the Friday podcast, but I'll be back this weekend because there was no Tuesday show. Also, no DVDA today, like I promised you, but we're going to do one of those this weekend as well. So if you guys I don't know if I should do it tomorrow. I don't know what time. I don't know. Maybe we should do it on Sunday. Sunday morning. It could be like church. I don't know. If you guys have suggestions, email me, show@distortedview.com. Corey has been very busy. He heard me whining on the podcast that I want some new Florida jingles, and he provided 10 new ones, my favorite being this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That our home of Florida. Almost fucked up state.
I love that it's like 30 seconds long just to do an intro to Florida, but I don't know. So the last couple minutes, last couple seconds of that one kills me. When he starts singing like a woman. Yeah. So there's 9 others as well. So we've got a lot of new Florida jingles, and I'm sure I'll be able to use them soon because there's always crazy shit happening in Florida. It really is our most fucked up state. Ting. I do have some audio to share with you, but real quick. First, I found a strange post on a healthcare message board from a guy named Daniel. He says, "I do my bowel movement every other day in the morning when I get up. I've been noticing that my bowels aren't pushing out my stool, and I usually have to dig most of the stool out." Okay, that's not normal. You should not have to, you know, stick your fingers in your hole and pull out the peanut butter. All right. "I've been seeing some blood in my stool also." This guy is a wreck. "When I touch my rectum, my lower half of my body will go into a spasm. I also notice that just before my stool starts to come out, my lower half will start to spasm, and if I try to do some push-ups with my arms, the spasms will throw me back into the commode." Okay. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Why are you doing push-ups? "I think there are some hemorrhoids around my rectum." You should be able to tell. You've got your fingers, you know, pulling out your shit. You're feeling around in there. You can feel the hemorrhoids. All right. Yeah, "I think there are some hemorrhoids around my rectum, and I've been using Preparation H to try to get rid of them. This morning, there was blood in my stool, and I had to dig all my stool out. I have 2 questions. 1, will hemorrhoids make it harder to have a bowel movement? And 2, if I dig out my stool all the time, will this affect my bowel program in the future because my body will no longer push the stools out? And then in parentheses, involuntary muscle weaken. Since I do my bowel program in the morning, I'm always in a hurry because I have to get to work. If my bowels don't move in 15 to 20 minutes, I dig the stool out because I can't wait any longer." This guy is very, you know, he can't put his whole life on hold for this shit. He's proactive. He digs it out. All right. "Is it better to do a bowel program in the morning or afternoon?" No, what's interesting is there's about 20 replies, and none of them are saying, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're digging out your stool? That would be the proper response. Most people are saying, try an enema, specifically Enemies brand enema. So there you go. There's a little tip for you. If you don't want to dig out your shit, try Enemies, the official enema for shit diggers. Ting! Oh, you know, a lot of people also have been sending me a link to something called the 50 Shades Generator, and it pretty much generates a paragraph or two of, you know, bad erotic fiction. It kind of reminds me, many years ago on the Distortive You website, there was a web game we started called the Distortive You Interactive Sextastic Tuesday or something. And it was like a never-ending story type thing where I would write a line and then anyone could add on to the story. And so, you know, you could add a couple sentences. And then at the end, we had this ginormous fucked up story. It never worked out well, though, because some listeners just don't know how to play properly. They're not good storytellers. I was gonna make another Sextastic Tuesday game. It was like a choose your own adventure Sextastic Tuesday, but I never got around to that. At any rate, here's a couple selections from the 50 Shades generator. Here's the first automatically generated paragraph. Within no time, I could feel the shitty penis. I'm sorry, wait a second. Within no time, I could feel the shitty penis pudding oozing from my other vagina and all over my vertical smile. With this clunger fucking deep into my shame portal, the sensation of his greasy slime light smashing my cervix made me quake like a tasered slab of chopped liver. There was love piss, that ain't piss, that's squirt, oozing from his greasy kebab skewer, and I was wetter than a well digger's arse. We were ready for more. He arced a giant toilet Twinkie on my cans just so he could suck it up like a hungry, hungry hippo. With my sugared almond now much like a blind cobbler's thumb, he thought it was time to start stuffing my fart valve. Fart valve. Is now the time to tell him I really need to cut a corn-eyed butt snake, I wondered? Okay, we'll do one more automatically generated 50 Shades type paragraph. All right. The fucking makes me spritz my monsoon all over his Washington Monument. I awoke the next morning with my municipal cockwash still weeping. I thought it was over, but his master of ceremonies had other ideas. After having my south mouth fucked, he then proceeded to plow my old dirt road. Leaving my panties sunny side up on the floor was the least of my worries, as his vein cane rammed deeper into my balloon knot. With my piss flaps now much like a hippo's yawn, he thought it was the time to start probing my Coco channel. Is now the time to tell him I really need to crown a corn-eyed butt snake, I wondered? They all end the same, I see. All right, so there you go. 50shadesgenerator.com is the address if you'd like to generate your own 50 Shades type literary masterpiece. Next up, let's move into some audio. Here is a anti-gay protester, right? Well, he's a Christian. I don't know what he is. He's a Christian anti-gay protester. I think he's anti-gay. He's not protesting the anti-gays. He's actually anti-gay. He's got a Bible in his hand, and basically he's threatening to rape women during Gay Day in Michigan. Take a listen.
Society, women have too much free power.
Yeah. Really?
Hell yeah. This is your kingdom.
Back in the day, there was no free power. There was no, I'm going to the mall. There was, sit your ass in this house till I bring my ass home.
And if your ass get the going out there like you said not, guess what? You get raped. And that's what's going to happen to you. When that day comes,
power woman is strong.
When is that day gonna come? You're worrying about it because you're talking about
it. Keep your pussy clean. I'm looking forward to it.
Keep your pussy clean. All right, so they're getting off the topic here. This was supposed to be Gay Day. You're supposed to be protesting, you know, gay rights or whatever. And now you're talking about how women really, they just need to get raped. You know, these women, are on the loose. They've got too much freedom.
Excuse me?
Just keep your pussy clean. That's all you need to do. You understand?
That's all you need to worry about, ladies. Just keep that pussy clean and keep your mouth fucking shut. Make sure dinner's ready on time.
Keep yourself clean. You don't need to know about the date. Just keep it clean. What you talking? It's gonna be mine. It's gonna be like my car.
You're kidding, right?
It's gonna be just like one of my possessions.
Yeah, kind of like slaves. That worked out well, right, black man?
It's a joke. I'm sorry.
No, not a joke. Look at my eyes. You see me joking? Because the Lord said that's what we gonna do in that day.
The Lord said that? Show me where he said that.
Let's read some scripture.
You show your ass.
Show me where he said that.
Yeah. Educate this bitch's ass. I can't find it right now. I'll get back to you.
All right, this is Isaiah 13, starting at 14. And it shall be as a chase roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. Meaning, your people ain't going to be like, I have black friends. It's going to be white people against black people and such.
Oh.
Hold on.
Is that what that means?
Hold on. And everyone that is going unto you shall fall by the sword. So even though you got black friends, Spanish friends, if they with your ass in that day, they're going to die too. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives ravished. What does ravish mean? It means it's gonna rape your ass and I'm gonna have fun doing that shit. And you're gonna like that. I promise you.
All right.
Damn straight.
I like this guy. He comes right out and says, look, you're gonna get raped. And I'm going to be the one to do it when the time comes, and you're going to enjoy it. All right, there you go. Moving on now, brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is Reaper. He's a white kid and a rapper. He should really make his rap name Reaper, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's more street when you add an A at the end, and it kind of sounds like Raper. Reaper. All right, so here he is. He's got a new song called My Bitch Is Bad.
What are you acting like? I got my boy Keith and this bitch with me. Decided to put another video on YouTube because the last one sucked dick. I ain't know I was being recorded. Didn't know that.
Even though I uploaded it and shit. Yeah, so I tried to look at the first video that he's referring to that sucked dick. And unfortunately, he had deleted it.
What are you I got my boy Keith and this bitch with
yeah.
me. Decided
Keep
to put another
recording
video
this.
On YouTube because the last one sucked dick. I ain't know I was being recorded. Didn't know there was a camera around and you can't hear me. This one's gonna be different. It's from Mississippi Street Strike Back. Album coming soon. This sneak peek. Let's see how y'all like it.
Okay.
It's called My Bitch Is Bad.
Take it away, Reaper.
You see these eyes? It's the eyes of a killer. My bitch is bad, my bitch is bad. The way she thick around them hips, the way she thick around that ass. I said, girl, you down to fuck? She say, boo, I'm down with that. Well, let's head on to the back. Why? Because my bitch is bad. I'm saying my bitch is bad.
My bitch is bad. It's kind of catchy. As far as Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees go,
the way she thick
not
around
so bad.
Them hips, the way she thick around that ass. I said, girl, you down to fuck? She say, boo, I'm down with that. Well, let's head on to the back. Why? Because my bitch is bad. My bitch is bad, but you ain't even seen the worst of it. My bitch homicidal, she said she gonna murder my dick. I told her go for it, told her to get on the head, drop it to your knees, don't stop till the king's dead. When I fuck her, she said she can feel it in her chest. I told her there's
right.
a word for that, it's cardiac arrest. I told her get used to it and expect nothing less, cause that's what happens when you fucking with the fucking best. She call me captain cause I keep it all hands on deck. I love the way she scream my name, that's that roll check. And when I get offended, I have it soaking wet. I have it pushing rivers out, but we ain't
right,
talking.
You get the idea.
About to beat it down. That's
giving bitches
night,
heart attacks.
Three
this dick is so long.
Niggas looking
the tip is hitting her chest.
They still ain't finding me. My bitch is bad. Yours are cheap or from the Dollar Tree. If they want to beep with me, nigga, I'm all city streets. Keep a bad bitch with me at all times, nigga. My bitch is
All right, there you go. Your bitch is from the Dollar Tree. That's Reaper for you. My bitch is back. And finally, before we get into the news today, it seems like every day I'm, mentioning TLC and some of their programming. A couple days ago, I talked about Honey Boo Boo Child, that Rockocular show. Then yesterday on the Sideshow Exclusive podcast, I introduced you to Abby and, Danielle or whatever the fuck the other girl's name is. They're conjoined twins, and they have their own show on TLC. It's the Freak Network. And now I've got a short clip here from one of the TLC specials where they feature, old virgins, like, finally getting married and stuff. And you remember that? We featured this type of program before, and they're like awkward kissing and everything. Just virgins are so weird. So here's a virgin getting waxed, getting ready for his honeymoon. He's really anticipating the sex. Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm a pretty intuitive kind of guy. I have an idea of what to expect.
Talk about his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, just got waxed.
Wait. Oh, I didn't know what was going to happen. Wait.
Looks so like a baby behind.
Oh, my gosh.
Take a breather. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in.
All right. So, yeah, the wedding night.
It's going to be a big night.
I would have to imagine on the wedding night sex at least twice.
Oh my god. I wonder if is the girl a virgin too?
How long do you think
it's feel bad for her? It's gonna last 2 seconds. She's gonna be blasted with a bunch of cum.
Take.
Like 36 years worth of built up
2 minutes,
baby batter.
20 minutes, 30 seconds, 4 hours. I have no clue.
Man.
Oh, man.
I hope he's done a little bit of research.
Sorry about that one. I hope she likes it.
Girl, you know, if the girl's a virgin too, she probably doesn't care if you're waxed or not. Just as long as you can find the hole. That's going to be your challenge, sir. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Guys, I got to mention the side show. It is Distorted Views member site. I know you're a fan of the show. You want more of it? Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, and you'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. We're talking 2,000-plus shows, plus all sorts of great exclusive content. Look, it's the end of the week. It's Friday. Treat yourself to something inexpensive. It costs less than a value meal. Superfreaksideshow.com, $6.99 a month. Or if you sign up for a yearly, it equals out to be like $5-something a month. You get a couple months free or whatever. Sign up right now. Extended shows, exclusive programs every week. I post the exclusive archives of DVDA up on the sideshow and all sorts of other bonus content. Superfreaksideshow.com. Help support the show. It really does ensure that this stupidity continues for a long, long time. And also, don't forget to sign up for Reddit. Reddit's free, obviously. I don't know if you guys have ever used Reddit before, but Distorted View has their own little subreddit. Just go to distortedview.reddit.com. You can join a community of freaks posting links to all sorts of videos, including not safe for work stuff. They allow porn links, so this is great. Also, you can meet with other freaks, right? Comment and conversate, all that sort of good stuff. It's like our new message board system, basically. Distortedview.reddit.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, there is a lot of concerning medical news I've been reading about. One, gonorrhea is going to kill us all. There's only one form of treatment, I guess one antibiotic that's working against gonorrhea now. And once that one is gone, we will be fucked. But even more, well, maybe not more concerning, because I don't think I have to worry about this one. But there is a new mysterious illness out there that I think only one person is suffering from. This girl is growing fingernails instead of hair. Dun, dun, dun. What if an unknown illness cost you everything? That's what happened to Mid-South woman. Where's this from? Mid-South. Looks like Tennessee, or Memphis, Tennessee. All right, that is what happened to a Mid-South woman whose medical crisis has baffled doctors for almost 3 years now. It's a medical mystery you may find hard to watch, but what this woman lost to disease, she has gained in strength and spirit. Sure, sure. I'm sure she wouldn't trade it for the world. Shania Isom was a high school graduate working toward a law degree. I was in my junior year, and I was studying criminal justice. Today, day, loved ones have to help her get out of bed or off the sofa. It's almost as if it's a nightmare and you're trying to wake up out of it. A nightmare that began in September 2009 when Issam had an allergic reaction to steroids she was given for an asthma attack. Within months, she was eaten alive by a debilitating skin disease doctors have yet to diagnose. Over time, it started to turn my legs black with bumps. Doctors in Memphis treated Issam for everything from eczema to staph infection. And we know it couldn't be that after all the medication she's been on, said Shania's aunt, Jatan Issam. They've tested me from A to Z, and everything was coming back negative. Doctors have determined that she produces 12 times the number of skin cells per hair follicle, which suffocates her skin. Instead of hair, her skin follicles produce human nails. Where hair grows, nails are growing. Doctors have been able to control her symptoms. I wouldn't want to control it. That would be awesome. She looks like fucking like a horror movie character, Pinhead or something. All right, I couldn't sit up and I couldn't walk. Now I can walk with a cane, and sometimes I can walk on my own. Issam's mysterious health crisis has caused a financial crisis. Her state-issued insurance does not cover her out-of-state care and only covers 5 of the 17 medications she's prescribed. So we had to depend on the family and friends and different fundraisers and things like that to help me get back and forth. Those savings, though, are drying up. They've established a foundation, the SAI Foundation. I'm guessing it's her initials or something, to raise money for her treatments and to one day help others suffering from an unknown illness. So there you go. The SAI Foundation is accepting donations at any Bank of America branch. All right. Second story we have for you today. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures. I would make it today's album artwork, but there's no good pictures that look like nails are coming out of her head. She just looks bald. And she looks like she has, you know, scabby skin, and I don't know. She just looks like a mess. I feel bad for this lady. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Massachusetts. As if she were modeling, Amanda Norsha pulled back her long hair to offer a better view of the right side of her face. Oh, God, there's going to be some growth or, you know, some fetus that was absorbed into her skin or something. But what she was displaying to a Lawrence District court judge was the angry red marks impressed into her cheek when she says her boyfriend bit her face during a drug-infused pre-dawn hookup. I gotta say, this is kind of her fault. Like, if you agree to have sex with someone and then beforehand, you know, drop some acid, that's not a smart move. Norsha 20 of Floyd Street called police at 3:15 a.m. yesterday from inside a car to report that she and her boyfriend, Brendan Gibson, were on drugs and that Gibson had gone running into the woods after biting her. And she feared he would return, according to a police report. She said she couldn't say exactly where they were. They were high, taking LSD, and during this time, the defendant bit her on the face, and she stated he tried to take the skin away from under my eye. it looks good. That's the most tender skin, right under the eye. The tastiest. Norsha's call prompted a nearly two-hour police search. Norsha stated, look for this guy at the hot dog stand. People on LSD love hot dogs.
And we sat there carrying on a conversation with that hot dog. I had put the ketchup to where it looked like his hair. And he started telling me that I couldn't eat him. That he had a wife and 7 kids at home to support. And I stood there with this hot dog and asked Terry, do you know this hot dog is talking to me?
If I were the police, I'd be searching for the hot dog. He's the mastermind behind this whole thing, can't you see? The hot dog told Brandon to bite off his girlfriend's face and try tasting her delicious, tender eye flesh. Whatever. The couple was found 2 hours later, Jesus Christ, by state police at around 5:15 a.m. at Serio's Grove Reservation. Andover police responded shortly thereafter. Gibson, who was naked and covered in feces, sure, at the time police found him, became combative and was pepper sprayed and tasered twice. Gibson was charged with possession of heroin with intent to distribute, assault and battery on a household member, assault and battery on a police officer, plus resisting arrest, trespassing, and mayhem. He was transported to Lawrence General Hospital for treatment and was returned to police custody at around 10 a.m. yesterday. During the couple's arraignment, Judge Michael Brooks ordered Gibson held on $5,000 cash bail. If he meets bail, he must stay in home confinement with a monitoring bracelet and remain drug-free with random screenings. Oh, and also, don't further abuse the victim. So there you go. Finally today, we've got a story from New Jersey. A Bergen, I don't know how to pronounce it, county mother is suing an Iowa production company after an instructional breastfeeding video she appeared in was taken by a third party and used to create pornography. A federal court judge ruled last week that Marianne Shorey's lawsuit against the Meredith Corp should proceed. In January 2010, Shorey agreed to demonstrate breastfeeding techniques with her month-old daughter in a video for Parents TV, which broadcasts original videos on parenting. Sorry, who had trouble breastfeeding, wanted to help women who face similar difficulties. She said, "I didn't get paid to do this. I didn't want to be some sort of celebrity," she said. "I did this to help other moms. And now you're helping guys with lactating titty fetishes. You're helping so many people now. I didn't get paid to do this. I didn't want to be some sort of celebrity. I did this to help other moms." She claims she was told by a producer that only first names would be used in the video. When filming was over, Shorey was asked to sign a piece of paper. She was juggling her daughter and signed it without reading. Months later, she Googled herself. She was shocked by the results. Numerous links to pornographic sites and videos containing her name. She clicked on one and saw the breastfeeding video spliced with a woman of similar features and stature performing sex acts. She then Googled her infant daughter's name, which also returned links to pornographic sites and videos. "It was terrifying," she said. "It was like I can't even control my life, and it was spiraling out of control." Don't put your tits on film. That's the lesson we took away from this. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that goddamn last name. Shorey. Sorry. Her full name was used in the video, the lawsuit states, yielding the Google results. The lawsuit also claims the video was placed on YouTube when Sorey was told it would only appear on Parents TV and cable television. Her lawsuit is seeking an order prohibiting the defendants from using the video featuring her and her daughter for any purpose. Look, lady, it's too late. It's on the internet. It's over. It also seeks attorney's fees. Meredith said the paper Sorey signed was a release authorizing the company to use her image, voice, and name. The lawsuit states that the Des Moines, Iowa-based company initially worked to help find the person believed to be responsible for the video and remove it from the internet, but the help waned. Sorey said videos kept popping up even after they were taken down. In a statement, Meredith said it's appalled that the video was misused and it hired lawyers to file takedown demands and internet specialists to clear online caches and continues the good faith efforts. "We have taken these actions, even though Mrs. Sorey signed a full release for herself and her daughter." Sorey said she hopes the lawsuit leads to greater internet protections. "I never want this to happen again," she said. So there you go. I have a feeling this type of thing will continue to happen. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, this is your time to shine. Speak to me and try to speak with a little bit of intelligence.
Hey, it's your birthday, so go DB crazy and get your dick sucked by Honey Bunch Candy. Hey, Swiggy, happy birthday, Timmy Boo. Love ya. Bye.
Thank you very much. It's a happy birthday song to the tune of Call Me Maybe.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ.
Hi, CJ.
Seattle. And I was just listening to your show. I don't remember exactly what the date was, but you were asking for book ideas for your mom to do a book report.
Yeah.
And I know of a book with some of the most fucked up stuff that you'll ever read in any book.
The Bible.
It's called, what's the name of it? The Holy Bible.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm one step ahead of you, CJ, even. Look, I'm snagglepussing.
Hey, faggot. She said Mr. Potato Head queer.
Oh, now the girls are doing it to me, too?
Jigu, Tim. It's Kate from Maryland. Hello. I have two things. The first one is that your message system no longer has the recording thing.
So I know. Everyone knows this.
Cam that receives this, I'm sorry. And you probably have gotten a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
But if it is, hello. My second one is that you have really, really been, you know, scanting on the whole retard singing thing and just replacing it with you singing. As much as I love your angelic voice, I really miss the retarded people singing.
Well, yesterday on the show, we did some how's your news singers retard sing. Yeah, if any of you guys are on YouTube and run across an unsavory belting out a tune, email me that link immediately. Look, I can only play what I find, and, you know, not a lot of retards are singing.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Oh, that's like that's a great way to get instant views on YouTube. You know what I mean? If you have a retarded brother or sister or something, get that shit on film.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Is that it? Okay, thank you.
Hi, Tim. It's Stevie Listener Velvet from Atlanta.
Ooh.
I just wanted to kind of chip in on the whole cum discussion, I suppose.
Yes, recently on the show we were talking about the taste of cum. You know, is it salty? Is it bitter? Is it sweet? Is it buttery smooth?
You were talking about how it sticks to everything. There's actually a product called Cum Clean White. It may be on adamandeve.com if you want to check it out.
Yeah, adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout for 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Yes! All of that with free shipping. Go there right now, Adam and Eve. You know, when you check out, just enter coupon code FREAK. It helps out. Or DV. You can get some of these cum wipes.
But they're just like little baby wipes with some kind of special formula that breaks down all the jism.
Ooh. And it kills the sperm. That's abortion!
Little wipes. It's very convenient. You can totally check it out.
All right.
Love the show.
Kills that sperm protein.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you very much for the tip.
Hey, Tim. You were wondering what a Christina lamp was when we were listening to that Jan Terry song. I believe I was when I was little, I watched, or younger, I was watching Toy Story, and there was a Mr. and Mrs. Christina lamp character in that movie. So I think...
because, you know, there's like a, I understand, like, I've heard of Tiffany lamps before.
I don't know. They were round. They looked kind of like potatoes. That's the closest thing I could equate them to.
That's the best you could do. The light looks like a potato.
Hey, Tim. It's Peter from Massachusetts. I hope you get this right now because Wing is on an episode of South Park and Comedy Central right now.
Oh, okay. A little rerun. Okay. That won't die, will it?
Hey, Timmy, honey, boo, boo, Henson, how you doing? This is Jody, Lifetime Sideshow member.
Of course,
I'm
Jody.
I'm listening to the July 26th show, I think it is, where you're talking to your mom about reading books, making it a little Patty Henson book club.
Yeah.
Love the idea, but I'm asking, could you please list the suggestions somewhere on your website so that I can see the list, because I would love some ideas of
books. Do you not have the Facebook? Because I was getting suggestions on Facebook, but yeah, I could post them and make a poll or something up on Distorted View, and we could list them. I gave my mom that one story to read, but you know, now we need to find another selection for the next round after she gets done. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Sit your ass in this house till I bring my ass home.
And if your ass get the going out there like you said not, guess what? You get raped. And that's what's going to happen to you.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. We're not done yet, though. I'll be doing a weekend program for you. Be on the lookout for that. Until we meet again. Bye, freaky diggies.
Yeah!